You're listening to Marketplace Weekend. A week is a long time in politics, and certainly for British Prime Minister Theresa May. In a matter of days, she's gone from victory to defeat as she navigates Britain's exit from the European Union. Oh no, it is far from over. For an update, we're going to check in with Marketplace's European Bureau Chief, Stephen Beard. Welcome, Stephen.
Hello, Lizzie.
You know, it's been almost a year and a half since the Brexit vote. There's more than a year to go before the sort of titular leaving date. What in the world is going on? Why is this proving to be such a slog?
It's disentangling the UK from an organisation that it's belonged to for more than four decades is no easy matter. There's a lot at stake economically. I mean, if the UK were to leave the EU without a deal, the bloc is the UK's largest export market. 44% of UK exports go there. And if it wants to keep open access to that market, free, unfettered, frictionless trade, as it calls it, the UK is going to have to surrender some of the control over its own affairs that it would be getting back after Brexit. But the Brexiters say this is about freedom, about independence, about sovereignty. And it's about freeing the country from foreign control. So this is it's a bitterly contentious subject, especially in the ruling Conservative Party, but also in the opposition Labour Party, too.
Well, you know, where are we now? There are a few things that have sort of been stipulated. There is this $52 billion exit fee. So far, keeping the border open between Northern Ireland and the Irish Republic. And then sort of Britain has agreed to uphold the rights of the 3 million EU nationals who live in Britain. So those are a few things that are on, you know, kind of on the list. But what is next? What are the other things that are coming up in this next round of negotiations?
Right. Well, according to the head of the European Commission, that first stage, which was an absolute agony to overcome, was the easy part. I mean, what comes next are talks about the so-called transition agreement, so that after the official departure date, that's the end of March 2019, the UK would be able to stay on as an EU member state in all but name for a period of 2 years. This is so that businesses here have time to adjust. They don't fall off a cliff. Talks then between the EU and Britain on the future relationship after Brexit, the trade and security relationship, will start next March. That's March 2018.
Do we have any idea of what the UK government wants that relationship to be?
Not exactly, no. There are so many divisions in the Conservative Party, and indeed in the Cabinet too, that Prime Minister May has avoided any discussion of this so far. There's been talk, however, of Canada Plus, or the optimists say Canada Plus Plus Plus. That's the same kind of trade deal that Canada recently agreed with the EU, plus services which were not covered in that deal with Canada. So this would potentially guarantee full access to the EU for Britain's all-important financial services. Whether the UK will be able to get Canada Plus without handing back a lot of control to the EU is another matter. I mean, the French, as we know, would very much like to get a large chunk of that financial services business from London. So they're likely to be pushing the EU to drive a particularly hard bargain.
Well, who has the power? I mean, it seems as if the EU has all of it here. Does the UK have any cards to play?
Certainly the EU has a stronger hand. I mean, this, Lizzie, let's not forget, is 27 against one. They do have the Brits over a barrel to an extent, and they don't want the Brits to get a sweet deal which might encourage other member states to head for the exit. Having said that, the EU doesn't want to see the UK crash out of the EU without a deal because it would damage a very important market for the EU. The UK is one of its best export markets. 20% of German auto exports come to the UK. And a disorderly Brexit would be very disruptive for the EU, which has got plenty of other problems on its plate.
Marketplace's European Bureau Chief, Stephen Beard, thank you very much.
Thank you, Lizzie.